And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week.
Days
they don't
a week.
Get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the
podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
I didn't even have to look. I just heard you,
you
do
know
that stupid
voice. It's a Mr. Banana.
I see a banana. I'll never. I'll just man. It's my. By the way, if you first were listening, Bubba's holding up a banana. He writes a face on it with a Sharpie.
Hi guys.
And he does the voice, and he talks to me. But he talks like he does it on the camera, and whatnot. But he does it in life, in real life. It's my one of my favorite Bubba stories of being at the airport after 9/11. And we had to go somewhere.
I wasn't even thinking about it being after 9/11.
And we are sitting at the airport waiting to board the airplane. And Bubba has this banana because to eat like as a snack. But he had written all his banana. Do all your bananas at home have faces on them?
I don't put a face on it until I pull it out.
Until you're ready for it to talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
only one at a time. Sometimes I have had two in here and it was very conflicted. So I drew like eyelashes on one to make it a girl.
Well, you just okay. Anyway, so
it took that to the next level.
We're sitting there,
dude,
and there's this guy.
A kid.
There's some kid, some guy in a suit, you know, business kind of, you know, stuffy kind of guy. And Bubba reaches.
Hey,
there
buddy,
was a
where
pole.
Are you flying to?
There was a pole in between, and he reached around so the banana's head would stick out.
So the guy can't see me.
Can't see him, and all he hears is, "Hey, where are you headed to today?" And I was like, oh, my God, are you really doing that? I was like, dude, we're not going to make this flight. They're going to take us off. We will never get on that plane.
And we got on the plane.
That guy got up and left. He got up and moved. He went to another seat. And that's what I was
that's
like.
That's his
well.
Problem.
I was
it's
like,
not
well,
my problem.
That's it. We're out. It's not gonna. We're not gonna make it.
By the way, somebody asked me where the whole thing came from. I don't remember what grade I was in, but I was at school, and you know, we didn't have a whole bunch of money. We didn't have packed lunches or anything like that. And then, like, I didn't have like a lunch box or whatever. It was always you brought it in a little brown paper bag.
You
if
never
you
had
were
a
lucky.
Lunch box?
No.
Oh wow.
No.
You couldn't even afford a lunch box?
No. No, usually
I bet if we
I
called
just,
Shira, she would
no,
say,
no.
I bet.
So first of all, we were on. I got school lunches was daily mainly, but all the cool kids brought their own lunches because they, you know, got to sit outside at our school. You got to sit outside and you know eat your sack lunch or your whatever that way. So I didn't want to eat my school lunch. I wanted to go sit with the cool kids.
Can you say bag lunch?
Bag lunch. Okay. I like sack lunch.
I just don't.
A sack lunch.
I don't like the word at all.
Sack.
No, I guess. I
well,
avoid
I don't
it.
Think I've ever
moist.
Used. I mean, you know me. You've been around me for how long? And so, how often do I say the word sack?
Yeah, it's not very often.
Yeah, it's only about sack lunches because
well,
that's what
right
they called
now.
It at my school.
Saying it a lot right now.
Should have never brought attention.
Sack.
Oh,
so anyway, so I wanted to go sit out there. Anyway, I go out there and I'm sitting there and all I have was a banana. That was my excuse to go sit out with the cool kids. And I was sitting out there, and I was trying to, like, just make lunch last longer. So I drew a face on it. I was just talking to my buddies with it and doing the dumb voice. Well, then, like, one or two days later, I brought another banana back to school, and they were like, hey, where's your banana? I was like, right here. And they're like, oh, it doesn't have a face. And then that was it. A tradition was born. I started drawing faces on each one of them for forever.
How much of the ink has been absorbed in the bananas once you've eaten them? Because I think it explains a lot.
You know, what people don't know is that whenever a banana starts to go brown, it actually begins to ferment. And then it actually has alcohol in it. You get about...
You're still proving my point.
Hey, have you ever seen those guys, in college? I'll ask Garrett. Hey, Garrett.
Yeah.
Do college guys or whoever, people age, put like vodka into a watermelon? Have
yes.
y'all heard how does it even work?
So I haven't done this.
The process you know, okay.
But I have seen it done. You cut a little hole or drill a little hole in the watermelon. You don't need to scoop anything out or anything.
Uh-huh.
And then what you do is you get like a it's almost like a drill, and then you put the attachment on. You know, like the KitchenAids that have the it's hard to explain.
I
anyway, you dip it in there and then you press the button and it's mixes all the watermelon guts up inside the watermelon.
Yeah, like a mixer.
Yeah, exactly. And then you put some vodka in there, mix it up, and then you plug the hole with one of those things that, you know, the, at the end of the cooler, how you drain the water out and it's got the
plunger.
Stick one of those in there so you can just kind of like dispense the, juice out of it.
Oh, so it's becomes
that's way more involved than I thought it was going to be.
For some reason, I thought you just jammed the bottle of vodka in there and somehow it just went in it.
I think you can do that too, and then it kind of disperses throughout the watermelon. Then you can cut it up and then eat it like a normal watermelon, but it has like an alcoholic taste to it.
Our freezer's busted now, but we on our freezer was in there. I remember we had all kinds of booze in the. I opened the freezer every once in a while, and I was shocked. I don't know, man. You know, we didn't really have booze in the house, so I don't really. I didn't know it didn't freeze. Alcohol doesn't freeze. That's I didn't know that. I was like, I mean, this was like a week ago. It was not long ago. I'm not even joking. I didn't. I was like, oh, what? I thought. I was like, it's still cold.
But you've never really been around alcohol a ton, though,
no,
in your life. Just never.
No. Kathy's family drinks quite a bit.
But they're all Vikings too. So
they're Minnesotans. Minnesota. Oh, you know,
winter.
Oh yeah, you get you some. I remember we had Thanksgiving at my house, and it was the two families together. And so she has a pretty big family, and I do not. And so her side came to our house, and we have a refrigerator freezer in the garage. And Dad shows up kind of late. He comes, walks up, and he's got his six-pack of – or a 2-liter of Dr. Pepper. He goes, I'll put it out here in this refrigerator. The other one's kind of full inside. I open it up, and it was just bottom to top full of booze, beers, you name it. And he goes, what is all that? I go, Hudson's, man. He's like, really? I go, yeah, they brought all that. Or they got here and then bought it all. He's like, to this day, you're like, I'll never forget seeing all. It was like, that's what you were selling at like a store. So, no, it was all gone. It was all gone within, 2 days. They drank all of that.
Wow.
And could have got on it and could have been a circus performer. It doesn't affect them at all.
It's kind of like my fam.
Where they just drink and drink and drink and they never get. I mean, at some point, like, don't you want a drink to like get a buzz or something? And they don't even, like, at some point, you're drinking. Just you're chasing a thing that
they're just getting Minnesota tipsy.
All right, podcast.
You know, it does amaze me.
If
seriously,
that's not a bar, though.
It does amaze me how good you are at this.
It's truly
a superpower.
It is a talent. His brain works that way.
I mean, I wouldn't want to spend any time in your brain when it comes to all that stuff, but it is amazing how quickly you come up with this stuff. This is a compliment because I know I make fun of you a lot, but this is amazing how you do this.
It is. If you have an idea for a business, you call Bubba and just give him.
I do this all the time for people.
And he just comes and he'll give you. I mean, it's not just he has one.
Now Patrick called me the other day. He had an idea for something he wanted to do. And he's like, yeah, so do you have any ideas? I gave him like 15.
Yeah, and number 15 was just as good as the, you know, all the other ones. It wasn't like they're all like not good. They're all great. You could use all of them.
Before ChatGPT, we had Bubba.
Yeah.
Does Minnesota Tipsy, is that a place?
You would think.
No, I don't see it. I don't see it. Somebody needs to open that.
You going to trademark that?
I don't know. Yeah, the only thing I do, Minnesota Tipsy and Shaboozy pops up everywhere.
Well, of course, because of Tipsy.
Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
Are we doing a parody song, Minnesota Tipsy?
Everybody in Minnesota.
Because I know Ginger Billy did a parody of Tipsy.
Ginger Billy cracks me up. He's so...
It does kind of sound like that.
It's like every time I watch his videos, it's always like, hey, I can be a around. And I'm
going to be John Deere.
And Karen Warren. Four-wheel driving, Karen Cameron number.
The first time I saw him, I thought the very first video was funny. The third or fourth time, I was like, okay, what else is he going to do? Then by the 40th or 50th, I was like, oh my God, I love him. Like, it's so weird because you go through these, you know, you kind of, we all like what we know, And like with him, it was like funny because you go, oh, he's making fun of rednecks. Then you go, okay, what else are you going to do? And then he just kept coming up with these dumb ideas.
Yeah, you know.
Where he kept, you know, he made a space shuttle and all these dumb things. My fire truck or far truck. And it's just.
It is hard to, listen, we know. Bubba and I have been doing what they've been doing for many, many years and decades. And it's hard to, you've got to come up with new stuff every day, every 15 minutes.
Kevin Hart was blown away hanging out with us one day. He said, I don't know how you guys do it.
Yep.
And I don't know how we do it. I mean, there's many days I'm like, you got something?
Well, Bubba and I were talking about this the other day.
Most days.
Your brain never really stops when it comes to content. Mm. Like, we always joke around about show prep, but you're prepping all the time.
Yeah. You know, it's like we did a bit today on the network show that I'd seen this video, the commercial with Shane Gillis and Bud Light where they're asking this guy, did you cheat on this exam? And, you know, if admit, what's
confess.
If you confess, you get a beer and they're open the thing. And so these guys are going, I don't know. You know, I'm afraid of horses or whatever. And so I was like, dude, we should do that on the show. But so people call in and Bubba played the little sound effect on his side. And then that is a way a bit is born. Just from taking something and melding it into something else. And when we do it all day, you have to do it all day. It's the same way as comedians.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to, you know, make something out of an event that everyone has experienced.
And that was the thing. When I was working in talk radio, whether it was sports or political talk when I first started my career, you've got 35 to 38 minutes in an hour that you have to cover where you're talking nonstop. So when it comes to content and ideas and things like that, you have to be thinking literally all the time about what you're going to say, especially if you're doing like a 3, 4, or 5 hour show.
Yeah. Yeah. I've often wondered how we would do on an all talk format.
I think that is, I mean, if you really want my opinion, I think that is where everything is going within 10 years or so.
Well, they're podcasts. That's what it's already doing.
But even more so.
I mean, we're
so,
doing it right now.
Yes.
But exactly. Even more so. So all talk radio is politics. All talk radio is that kind of stuff.
Well, sports.
Well, I'm sorry. I was going to say sports or politics. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah,
there's no lifestyle, anything. And I think eventually we're going to go that way. That model is where, I mean, you're never going to out-Spotify Spotify. You're never going to, you know, be the commercial-free thing whenever we're on broadcast radio. Mm-hmm. So I think over time, as the way we consume our music changes, then the way that we broadcast is going to change. And I think, you know, I'm not worried about it right now. Radio is strong. Radio is really strong right now. And people go, oh, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't listen as much as I used to. Yeah, you do. You just don't think about it. That's the wild thing.
Well, it's been around for a long time. And, you know, radio was, it was when the records came out. Oh, that's going to kill radio. Oh, when the 8-tracks, it's going to kill radio. Cassette tape's going to.
That was the very next thing I was going to say. You've always had the same type of person. I don't listen to radio. I listen to cassettes. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to radio. I listen to CDs.
Satellite. I was a little concerned that satellite radio was going to really put, and it didn't.
The best thing for radio was satellite merging.
Yep, that's
right. Sirius and XM merged, it was the death of their creativity. Yes, I said it.
Yep.
Because it's not as good as it used to be. Back then, when they were separate entities, they were trying to be better than each other. Competition breeds greatness.
Come on.
And they have no competition in the satellite space anymore, so they suck.
Well, you know,
got boring.
You had guys like Randy Michaels, who's a radio legend with creativity, and he was, you know, naming all these channels, and they had like Octane and, you know, all the different really cool branding for each individual.
And
they still have a lot of that same branding.
They never changed. It just got moved over to the, you know, merging company, and they let it.
They kept the better names for most of the channels. But other than that, and I mean,
man, and this isn't a bash on satellite
it's
at
not,
all.
Because it's, we were on satellite for a while, and it was really fun.
And I'll tell you what, anytime I'm traveling, if I'm on the road and I've got a rental, I get satellite. Why not? I mean, I'll listen to local channels, but I'll get satellite too.
Oh,
well, especially if I'm driving like a 10 or 11 hour trip. Oh, I'm definitely going to get satellite.
I am all about, on the long trips like that, if it's 11 hours or so, I do a book. Because that'll cover most of my trip. But I mean, a lot of times, I mean, this is podcasts, like what we're doing right now. This is so perfect for road trips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So many people, Labor Day weekend, going out, doing this, doing that. Man, here we are. You know, let's keep each other company.
Well, and that's why I wanted to make sure we had a podcast out there for people on the holiday weekend, because they're always craving that. They always want to have that content for a holiday.
Just real quick, before I forget it. The thing, it's not a bash on satellite radio, but they only have so much bandwidth.
Yes.
And I remember listening to Willie's Roadhouse.
You're going with compression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. And I went back and forth between XM or satellite and
FM
radio, and it's not even close.
Still
I'm
that
telling
way.
You, it's way better on radio. And you would think that it's a satellite, and no, it's not. They only have so much room, and then you would go to these stations that like the classical station that doesn't get as much listenership. Mm-hmm.
They have the best quality.
No, it's terrible.
Oh, really? They used to have the better ones on the classical.
No, it's terrible. It's terrible. Or not necessarily classical. I'm just meaning a station that doesn't get a lot of attention.
Oh.
They would really pull the bandwidth on. Why would you send a lot of bandwidth to something no one's listening to? It doesn't make sense. So, anyway.
The music, sounds, it's very warbly.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand compression technology, it's just the compression they use is not great.
No.
So you get better quality on FM. I mean, radio rocks. It is still sexy. The problem is radio forgot that it's sexy. It's so much fun. When we do the show, like we were talking about doing the confessions, I've never plucked a chicken in my life. Okay, here's your radio beer. We were doing that literally as the show was going on. It was so interactive, and you know, that's the magic.
And hearing all the like a guy calls, he's in an 18-wheeler, hey guys, and he does a thing, and then the next call, it's a lady who has a crush on Bubba, and you can hardly hear because she works in a what kind of factory? She was in some kind of
remanufacture catalytic converter,
recycling
center.
Yes, right. and then you go to someone else. It's a kid going to school, or some kids on the bus, or it's somebody who's retired who's everybody. It's so great, and it's like having a big party. Like everyone's connected, and with it being a nationwide show, it's even cooler, Adam.
Back in the day, I used to love, like, you know, growing up when we did, we used to have all the satellite channels. Not satellite radio like XM or Sirius or any of that. This was like the way they would broadcast. It would be one show, and it would go out to all the stations everywhere, kind of like the way we do. Except their whole thing was, we're doing it, blah, 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 blah. If you're in Chicago, you're listening. If you're in LA, you're listening. And people would check in and go, I'm partying in Miami right now. Woo! Mm-hmm. And it sounded larger than life. It was.
It's the same thing that, sorry to interrupt you, but it's the same thing that, you know, Starbucks has. They have that sense of community when you go into one of their restaurants. And it's the same thing with that. Everyone feels connected.
Well, one of the shows that made it sound really big like that, honestly, was Coast to Coast. And part of it was they give you six different phone lines.
East of the Rockies.
Yeah, west. The bonus line. The wild card line. The alien abduction line.
Mm-hmm. I used to work with that guy.
But the thing is that it made the show sound like it was the biggest show in the world.
Yeah.
And then you would hear them bounce back and forth from all these different places. And, of course, it's 4 in the morning, so, you know, you're listening in a different way anyway, but it made the show sound massive.
East of the Rockies, Pat, you're on the air with Art Bell and Coast to Coast. And then somebody would come on and say, yeah, I got the sound of Bigfoot that I just recorded in my backyard 10 minutes ago.
It was just the best. And there's other tricks I could nerd out on, but we don't need to do that. But it just made the show seem... If you go back to the Larry King days, too, when he did the overnight show on radio, that was another show that just...
I never heard Larry. Like,
I've heard the air checks. I didn't hear the actual show, but I'd hear... It just sounded massive.
I didn't even know he did that.
I didn't either.
Larry King had...
Before CNN?
Oh, yeah. He was a radio guy before
TV. I knew that. I didn't know, but I didn't know he did a...
Yeah, yeah.
didn't know anything.
The
about
guy, the guy that replaced him in that spot was Jim Bohannon, who did that shift.
I
for
remember
a
Jim
while.
Bohannon.
Yeah, Bohannon took over the Larry King spot.
Oh,
so
that was,
I
oh,
still
that's a
remember
while back,
Larry's Larry's wife at the time, Sean
which one?
King.
Which one?
Well, I said at the time, Sean the King time. Was trying to do
it was,
music.
Hey,
I'm not
it was
wrong.
August.
I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong.
Anyway, she was trying to do music, and Larry came and you know, she came to be a guest on the show and, you know, share some of the music and all that. But then as soon as she was done and she went to the other studios, Larry hung out with us and was just like, all right, and telling stories and just, you know, whatever. He was such a cool,
so
nice dude.
Wonderfully crabby. Yeah. You know, he had that curmudgeon thing, but you didn't mind it. You didn't mind that kind of
curmudgeon.
But
you know what? In person, he was very personable. He was not crabby at all.
Do you remember what he told us? We did the interview at the CMA Awards with him. He was in New York. When they moved the CMAs to New York for that dumb reason. I don't know why. It's the 50th anniversary. Okay, well, why are we taking it? Where? What are you doing? Anyway, so we went to New York City and we did it there. And it was his wife. We were doing the interview. And so he actually was doing interviews for himself as well. So he's going around all these radio shows that are in this big room and doing interviews. And we finished up. He looks at it and goes, Nashville, you guys are good. You shouldn't just be in Nashville. We're like, well, we're actually all over the country. And he was like, okay, well, good. And I was like, you know what? That's the coolest compliment ever. To have Larry King say, you guys are really good.
You're better than this.
Well,
you're better.
And here was something you almost had in common with Larry King, because he's in the Radio Hall of Fame and you guys had the nomination.
Jeez.
No. Think about this for a second, though. Seriously. Because when you guys got the nomination, that nomination... Shut up. That nomination came out of nowhere. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing. I'd been working with you guys for, 10 months? And that nomination came out of nowhere. And I'm like, my goodness. To even be at that moment that close to all of that.
It's truly
incredible.
To be talked about like that. But, anyway. You guys got any? It's football days for me. That's all I'm doing. It's just football.
DraftKings. Are you set for the day?
No. So I enjoy doing. I do have some that I kind of pre-did, because you want to get the good lines, spreads or whatever, because they'll change. It's on. Last night was pretty good. Today is going to be great. Saturday, and it continues all the way into Sunday.
And a game Monday.
And Monday. Who's Monday?
Is that the LSU game Monday?
No, that's
or
Sunday.
Or is that Sunday?
Sunday. USC.
I think it's Florida State Monday.
Florida State needs to
rebound.
Boston College.
Yeah.
They're going to crush Boston College. It's going to be so lopsided. Yeah. After getting beat the first game and the upset, Georgia Tech.
So take Boston College money line?
I would not.
Oh, wait, what?
I got a quick phone call to make.
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, Ginger Billy!
What's up? What's going on, fellas?
Nothing, man. I was just impersonating you. You want to hear my impersonation of you?
Please, let me hear it.
Hey, y'all. I'm going to get bored and married. Charlie on the 4-wheel drive.
That sounds like me if I done drank 4 energy drinks.
Dude, you sound like you drank 4 energy drinks.
I'm hyped, dude. I got a lot of energy. I can't help it.
Hey, you know, we're talking about how all, like, you and other...
Nunley.
Yeah, Nunley and these guys. Did you realize how much content you were going to burn through doing this?
No, sir. And, you know, Justin Nunley puts out a lot more content than I do.
Yours put more effort in yours.
Yeah,
honestly.
You're actually making things.
Yeah, it's a little bit more.
It's not
to
just
yours.
Commentary,
and that's not a knock on Nunley. I'm just saying.
No, exactly.
No, yes, but yeah, as far as that, every week, that's like right now. We that movie Twisters that came out. Well, we making a movie called Tornadoes right now.
All right.
You know, it's like basically what if Twisters had a $500 budget? And I got me a tornado chaser out there that I done changed. My PT Cruiser is my tornado chaser, and we done modified it, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, but yeah, all the freaking content, I lay in bed at night, you know, and I think, what can I create to make the world a better place?
That's it. That's it. We do the same thing. We're doing it for the radio part of it. What I was telling him, it's like we have to come up with new stuff every 15 minutes, and we've been doing it, you know, 5 days a week for 20.
And y'all done it for how many years?
With 1996.
See, look, but that is amazing that y'all have been able to do it. I've only been at this 6 years, and y'all fellas been around, and you're killing it.
Well,
that is crazy.
We're just talking about – people don't realize how hard it is to come up with new stuff. We're talking about Kevin Hart came in, and he was in there, and we finished doing our thing, and he says – I couldn't do it. He goes, it takes me a year to come up with my
shtick. He says, I'll write for 6 months, then I'll do a year touring, kind of, not even touring, but a year of testing. And then, it's a year to write it, 6 months of testing, and then he tours on it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts the process over again.
But it's a different animal still. But
yeah, and see, with my set, it took me, I've been doing stand-up now for 5 years. I feel like it took me 3 years to finally perfect the one that I just filmed.
And how long was that?
An hour and 10 minutes.
Wow.
Because you can always make a joke better, and you'll be on stage and say something, you're like, man, I never said that before.
Yeah. Now, did you have to learn how to do like video editing and that kind of stuff, or do you farm that out?
I do it all. I have edited from day one because I just feel that nobody knows my timing better than I do.
Yeah.
So I edit all my videos and everything. That way, when it's posted, I know if it was a mistake, it was my fault.
How many people do you have? Like when you're doing a bit, is what we would call it. How many people are on set or whatever you want to say? You have someone filming you. Is it just two? How many?
I'm on stage doing my performance.
No. Like when you're making the videos.
Yeah, you're doing
when you're like your online videos and stuff.
It's just two of us, just me and Bobby. Bobby is my redneck engineer and my film guy. I'm too cheap to pay a team. So it's just
the two of you. All right. Well, that's impressive, man. It really is.
We build everything, me and him build everything. And then once we build it, we turn around and he picks up the camera and I go to doing my thing.
And what do you shoot it on a phone or is it with a camera?
For the first 5 years, we shot everything on an iPhone, but now I actually bought me a camera, and we've been filming everything on a camera.
Okay. You feel it's a lot – you feel like the – so, I ask you a real true question. Do you find that the quality is improved with that camera, but do you feel that it takes away kind of the rawness of the iPhone?
Well, I still do my short videos, my reels, my TikTok stuff with my phone.
Okay. Okay.
I do. But now the camera, man, the light and stuff is so much better and stuff. But I'm gonna tell you, I ain't seen no jump in views. A camera don't matter unless your content's good. Mm-hmm. And I was getting millions of views with my darn phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted, there's things with the light and stuff you can't do with a phone that you can a camera. And it is much better as far as that, the lighting and shadows and all that stuff. But I mean, if your content's good, it don't matter what you're filming on.
Yeah. Do you find that the TikTok or whatever algorithm sometimes turns against you and you're putting stuff out and it's not getting the views and it's really not you, it's just them?
Well, I like to think that because I feel that if you look across TikTok, there's these people getting views that just make facial expressions.
Oh, God. Just
I'm like, dude, how do you get 10 million views by just squinting your eyeballs and moving your lips?
Dude, and pointing. Don't forget the point. You got to do the point. You got to go.
You got to point at this little screen that you're playing something out that's not even your content.
And then they get the credit for it.
Yep.
Yes, and then I've seen my videos get stolen and posted and get millions more views than the original video I posted.
God, that's got to be maddening. Is there anything that you can do about that from a legal thing?
Nothing. You report it in TikTok. It takes TikTok 12 years to take it down.
Dang.
At least they could do it. So maybe you share... That if somebody else is making the money off it, at least since it's your content, they should at least redirect any money back to you once they realize that, it is his.
Yeah.
Well, I had a guy, I guess I don't know where he's from. Obviously, he wasn't from the United States, or he could have been. He was taking my YouTube videos, and he was cutting them into a minute and 30 seconds and posting them to TikTok, and he was making God knows how much money off my videos. And it took me months to get that took down.
How much money do you think he made off of those? If you had to guess, you know the game.
Man, he was getting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views on them videos. So, TikTok don't pay the greatest, but he made some money. I'm sure he's sitting at the house right now. That's free money for him.
Yeah.
Is there any repercussion at all? I mean, can you go after him for any of that?
No, there's nothing I can do. I've talked to my lawyer, I've talked to my people at Levity who managed me, and really all you can do is get it took down, but all they do is make another one and start it again.
You know what I love while we're sitting here just talking to you, that you really do sound like this. It's like,
well, I
yeah.
You people think, yeah, I don't know. People, he's an actor. There ain't no way he can't. He's faking that. I'm like, dude, I'm from South Carolina. I don't know what you want me to do.
I know you do kind of punch it up a little bit, but
well, yeah, for the character.
Oh, man, when I get on there, I'm super super. You know, I make sure to twang it up a little bit, but
that's why I was saying. That's why my impersonation was dead on. Hey y'all, we got to be tuning right over there during. I'm over here in Shumter.
You sound like buddy, buddy, buddy. That's what it sounds like.
Well,
like
that's what you.
Pig.
That's you.
Hold on, I'm checking out the old Ron beer here.
What is this?
We decided just to take the tires off since it was a front wheel drive. We put the deck under the back axle, and we used three ratchet straps.
I'm serious, man. All of your things that you come up with are so great and so fun.
So stupid.
Thank you. It is. You don't know how many people I could mass manufacture that Ron beer, and I could make millions. So many people want that thing.
Everybody yeah. wants the Ron beer, and now that you got the 2.0, shoot,
even mm-hmm. better. Forget it.
Yep, got a drink maker in there, dude. That changes everything.
Well, when are you coming to town next?
I don't know. It'll probably be sometime next year. I got a few shows. Yeah, man. You know, I like to be at home with the family.
I hear you. Good for
you. I ain't one of these fellas that tours 365. I tour from January to May, and then I take my time off and hang out. Like, I'm coaching football right now.
You got a game tonight?
No, we don't have a game tonight. We got one in 2 weeks, but I'm coaching 8, 9, and 10-year-olds.
Oh, dude. Man, that's a whole world, isn't it? My youngest
son,
he played football at that age. Man, it's whack, especially when you get these dads who are like former players, and their kids are out there, and they're terrible, but they are, you know, they act like this is we're at the combine.
I was so quiet. I sat there because I didn't want to be one of those dads, and I would just on the interior just be like, because Frank, he was bigger than all the kids at his age, and he was pancaking kids left and right. I'm like, yes, my boy right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what's wild now though is I played when I was that age, but it seems like I got 16 kids. It's just like kids can't pay attention like they used to. And, man, the coaching, you really have to drive things home and try to get it through their brain on what to do.
Well, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that you have a problem with that. I would think that you would just, hey, guys, you got to read your own parent. And they're like going to pay attention.
Yeah, you're very imposing anyway because physically
you're all ripped up
and stuff. Yeah, so these kids would be like, yeah, I'm going to listen to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was funny. My wife saw a kid the other day. And she said, hey, the kid said, well, my brother said he plays for Gingerbilly. Gingerbilly coaches him. And my wife said, oh, cool. And the kid said, well, my brother, I asked my brother, well, is Gingerbilly funny? And he said, no.
And she was like,
and I was
yep.
Like, yes,
yep.
I was, I'm coaching you, man. I ain't out here making YouTube videos.
All right, man. Well, listen, have a good Labor Day weekend, and thanks for picking up the phone. And you can follow Gingerbilly everywhere.
Gingerbilly.
He's hilarious. Good stuff.
All right, dude.
Y'all have a good Labor Day.
Thank you. Right, you
bye.
Too.
Same, man.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Later.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I start talking like him.
I texted him. I was like, hey, but that was like 20 minutes ago when we were talking about him. And so he's like, hey, call me back. I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah,
perfect.
Good. Well, hope you all guys have a good Labor Day holiday and spend some time watching football. Don't do anything else. Literally, maybe smoke some meat. Other than that, that's all I want you to do. Smoke meat and watch football and drink.
I'm going to do the air fryer pork bellies again. I did that the other day, and they came out great.
Yeah, you kind of ran across. By the way, those Bubba said, Bubba told me, he goes, yeah, man, the preseason and everything. I'm like, really? He sends me a picture of it. And all it says is sprinkled with paprika.
That's fine. Dude, what more do you need?
It's just for
bacon.
Color.
He's not wrong. It's bacon.
They use paprika just for the color, so that it looks a little browner and darker.
Dude,
yeah, you should throw on some our bud Moose. Get some of that Moose rub. Mm. Big Moose got some of the best dry rub I've ever had. I've had all of them, man.
How do I find Big Moose's dry rub?
Text him.
Just ask him.
It's Big Moose. It's,
I know Big Moose, but I'm just trying to
just
see
text
if like
him
there's...
Go, hey man, I Venmo you and he'll send me some.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I was saying like if somebody else wanted to do it, well, you're telling us about it, and then
oh, I don't care about anybody else. I'm talking about you. Okay. I guess you can probably Google.
I just did Big Moose dry rub and I got nothing.
Really?
So yeah.
Oh well, that's a real fail on his part.
Yeah.
Use code Bubba.
Here it is: Big Moose Barbecue and Rubs. It's on Facebook.
Big Moose Barbecue and Rubs. Yeah, all right, I'll check that out.
All right,
and you're saying that beats the paprika.
Dude, literally anything. Anything.
Now, meat,
here's the thing. Don't put salt on it. Don't salt it.
Oh, really?
Because it's already, it's going to be pretty salty from the process.
So. Yes. Man, I really love, good. I am such a sucker for pork bellies.
They're great. Like
it literally, Big D is the one who turned me on to it because we never ate that.
Yeah, we didn't either. Yeah, no, I'd never heard of it.
And like isn't that like you can do like pork rinds and all that out of the same cut? Or no?
No, pork rinds are just the skin of the...
Yeah, but like they fry like them the gratons, the Cajun way, I think they do like a little piece of
some meat on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an old way of doing it. Kind of like chicharrones, too. If you get the good ones, they have the meat on it.
Oh, I love it when you talk like that. You know how to get to me.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to go now.
Sorry, I made it awkward.
Have a good Labor Day.
This was the podcast.
That
now it's
awkward.
That's okay.
That's okay. Okay.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio
every day.
This was the podcast.